us on the mic, talking life and what's it like. Middle age, it's quite the ride, finding joy and chasing pride. Career dreams and daily grind, funny moments that we find. Letting go of yesterday, making paths along the way. Middle age.
Hey Tim, how's it going, buddy?
Hey Trav.
He was literally looking at his phone.
You caught me.
I'm not gonna let you do that again. We're going with it.
All right, fair enough. Let's do this, man. Listen, it's the last one. Give me a little bit of slack.
It's the last one. Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome everybody. For those who have been here before, or for an intro for first time listeners, which I hope we have a few, the Tim and Trav podcast is basically about life in our 40s and transitions and everything in between. And this season, this episode, actually, we are wrapping up season two, where we focused on unique passions. And Tim, I think I can speak for the both of us when I say we were pleasantly surprised by how well the season went, and the guests that we got were awesome.
They were really awesome. Cool. You spoke for the both of us perfectly.
Thanks, buddy. Well, I didn't know if you were looking down at your phone again.
Listen, I was trying to pull up the notes that I sent you, okay? In the moment.
You're in it. You're locked in. I feel
it. It takes me a little while to find them, so I needed an extra couple seconds.
You also delete your texts, which freaks me
out.
You
have to. No,
you don't.
When my texts get over like 10 people on that list, I start to panic. And then it often comes back to haunt me because I've deleted something that I need.
See, that's why I don't delete. I organize them, but I don't delete them. So for a little preface of this episode, folks, we're not going to go through our usual format. I'm tired of dating Tim through a couples card game.
Yeah, that was fun. Thank you.
I will say, though, if we're going to do a recap, like I was just about to say, that was another pleasant surprise of the season. I actually really enjoyed the random questions. I did.
Yeah. I mean, hearing you talk about cooking a potato still stands out to me. I don't know why, but you seemed so happy about that. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I have to get out there and actually see if it's as good as you make it out to be.
Do you know who really appreciates the fact that I called out a smoked baked potato?
Go ahead, Colin.
Colin, yeah. Colin.
I knew it.
Yep.
You know, Colin keeps finding his way into all of these episodes.
He almost delayed his flight out of New York the other day just to come find you. I texted him.
Come on down, Colin. I got a nice iced cappuccino waiting for you.
Oh, there you go. He's a coffee drinker. He would like that.
Perfect.
All right. So segueing into our recap here, Tim, takeaways from the season.
Yeah, right. So let me pull my notes back up. But I mean, to your point earlier, Trav, just a whole handful of awesome people. I think, you know, you and I had talked about this a little bit in advance and you know, came up with a few that we'd like to share that, you know, that stood out to us from our interviews with these great people. So I think the first one would be, and I'm just going to read it because it's easier, but when you follow your passions, you tend to find great people along the way. So, you know, every one of our guests talked about the amazing people that they met, you know, through their experiences or through their activity. And obviously, you know, they're aligned because they're all sharing in something together, but it's positive. You know, I'm thinking of Roger. Yeah. I'm thinking of Tim. I'm thinking of Heather. I'm thinking of Isaac. You know, I mean, just all these amazing people who just kept doing great things and found people who cared equally as much. And that's uplifting. So that's a great message.
For sure. I thought it was really interesting, too. We ended up kind of unintentionally having a smattering of folks who started their own thing and then a smattering of folks or who were in some sort of leadership position within it. And then also there were folks who joined in after something was already established, and both spoke of it in a very similar way. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing about the different interviews.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. That's a really good point.
The other thing, too, that you pointed out, Tim, and I'm going to kind of steal it from you, is that everybody we interviewed had a chance, and honestly, like, I would completely excuse it if they did, to toss it in at any point, just throw in the towel, but they never did. And I think one of the things is, not only is it a resilience thing of their personal human spirit, as well as the fact that obstacles and roadblocks and everything are a common thing in any endeavor, but they were not, they were just consistent, you know, like they just, they had the drive and the grit to do it, but they were consistent. It's like, yeah, for some reason, the one sticks out where she was saying, Caroline was saying, I didn't necessarily want to go because it was snowing and it was dark at 4 p.m. Yeah. And, you know, it was the last thing I really felt like doing because I was already at home and, you know, whatever. And, but she did it anyway. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of these folks just kind of have a really good, resilient, consistent mindset of do it anyway, you know?
I think that's a great point. And, you know, I'm, as you're saying that, I'm thinking that we probably didn't even hear all of it, right? There were probably many other things that came up along the way that maybe they forgot about or just, you know, didn't elect to share in that moment. And
yeah,
it's just a reality of life that that there's bumps along the road, and you know, it's just part of the process. So I think that's a great point. I'm gonna throw another one your way. So, and I wrote this down. Forgive me for looking at my notes. I hope it's okay. Pursuing your passion is almost always a community-driven effort. All of our guests spoke of the other individuals that surrounded them or that they relied on to advance their pursuits. And so immediately my head's going to Benji and his car building experiment. The amount of times that that guy has referenced YouTube or brought in, you know, local experts to help with a welding project or to figure out why a certain component of his engine is, you know, doing something it shouldn't. I mean, A, it's amazing what resources are out there when you want to try to get good at something, you know, what you can just kind of instantly view and take on. But B, just, you know, there's always people involved, no matter what you do. If you're, I think we mentioned Heather already, but if you're interested in adult synchronized figure skating, there's people involved in that. You know, I mean, there's just so many unique, unique things that were really fun to listen to throughout the season.
For sure. And, you know, some of them too, they really actually wouldn't exist without the community.
Yeah.
You know, like Robin's pursuit, you know, she obviously has to kind of create the community on her own, you know, but there are so many other people, including she mentioned like her dad who carried the torch first, you know what I mean? Mm. So it's like there are very few solo endeavors in these passions, which was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point.
Let's see. Going back to your notes, I'm going to reference your notes too.
there are notes.
There are. We actually think about this.
Collaborative
effort. This is more of an overall note rather than the individuals. When we first started this, we had a few people in mind just from our circuit, you know, personal circles. I was really not expecting such a diverse smattering of things. For whatever reason, I had it in my head that, like, yeah, once you get into your adulthood and you have, you know, other pursuits professionally and personally, like with your family and all that stuff, like you just kind of, there isn't that much variation out there. There isn't that much variety, I should say.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's, it, you know, this person likes XYZ hobby and so do, you know, whatever. And maybe I'm just marketed to the point of like, yeah, you're a male in your mid 50s in the Midwest and these are your five options, you know. It's like,
yeah,
but there's so much more, and like the creativity of some of these folks to go out and find something different was pretty cool. I was really not expecting that. I sold it way short.
Yeah, I'm, you know, as you're speaking about that too, I'm like trying to retrace all of our steps. I almost need to pull up the podcast show itself on my phone so I can see all these people. But yeah, I'm just thinking about people like Alex too, right? That super wild marathon runner and what he puts his body through to accomplish his goals. And, you know, just to your point earlier, just the determination and ongoing resilience of these folks. So I think I want to shift real quickly too. You know, one of the things that was funny about this episode was I reached out to a lot of people, right? Saying, hey, listen, we'd love to have you on. Or do you know anybody who would like to come on who's, you know, fits what we're looking for at this time? Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people came back to me within seconds and said, no way? And I said, what are you talking about, no way? And they go, I'm the most boring person in the world. And I was like, what?
Were they right?
Some of them, yeah, probably. No, just kidding. No, but it's interesting. You know, it gave me pause, right? Because I think that, I mean, it's interesting that people feel that way about themselves. And I think it's a great call to action in some ways for people to stop being boring. You know, if you really do feel like you're boring, if you're okay with it, you know, stay boring. It's okay, right? But I don't think they're boring. I think that people actually have a lot more skill and expertise than they're willing to admit. And that's a little frightening, right? Yeah. I mean, I think that people don't, there's something about owning your superpowers. And I think that, you know, it's inherent to all of us, but not all the time, you know, do we claim it or do all of us claim it? So I would really, you know, I mean, to me, it was like a very inspiring moment for, you know, just to invite people and invite myself too, to, you know, take those extra bold steps that may lead to some incredible things. Because one of the things that sort of resonated from all of our guests was that, you know, it brought them happiness. I mean, it brought them joy. It was tough, but it brought them to a better place. And
for sure,
I just really think that that's a great message that they've shared with our community.
You know, it's also too, like, some of these folks picked this up late in life and some of them not so much. Like, I'm thinking about Roger, who is an incredibly talented guitarist and musician. And he was, you know, he had been doing it his whole life, but he was so like, oh, well, I'm actually not that good. It's like, I don't think you know, like, maybe when you're thinking about these pursuits and, like, if you're actually thinking about something that you really want to pursue, like, it doesn't mean, like, he thinks he's not that good, which is amazing to me. It's like, no, like, and, you know, Alex, you had to kind of pull it out of him that, like, he's an amazing runner. And it's like, I don't think people take stock enough when they look in the mirror of what other people see in you, you know? And it's like,
well,
you know, but maybe, so I'm going to kind of, you know.
No, I hear you. And I apologize for interrupting, but maybe it's actually our fault as well for not acknowledging things more fully in others, right? Maybe we in don't others, tell people enough how great they are. And
Sure.
So I think it goes both ways.
I hear you. And, you know, it's funny, too, because, like, you know, you've got the Benjis who are like, oh, well, I just did it. Like, it's no big deal. It's like, sir, I don't think you understand. If I took a car apart, if I even figured out how to take a car apart, it would never go back together.
Like, I know.
It would be parts.
I'd be lucky to get a lawnmower out of it. I mean, like, that is amazing.
I have a question for you. If you had to, we kind of talked about this, but I don't know if you ever fleshed out your answer, so I'm curious.
Oh boy.
If you had to pick up one passion from any of the people, the 10 people that we've interviewed in this season, if you had to pick out one passion, which one would you pursue?
I'm pulling up my list because I want to make sure I remember everybody.
Yeah.
Golly, that's a good question, man. Do you have yours?
All right. So I think the easy answer, frankly, is probably the passion of Tim Norris, who was the Project Healing Waters volunteer, and he, like, heads up the whole chapter here. And, like, the nonprofit space for me is a really cool endeavor, and obviously I love to fly fish. You're probably tired of hearing about that. So, like,
I am.
That seems like the easy one, but I think I heard that. I think the thing that I would pursue as something maybe adjacent but a little bit different is Randy Anderson as the writer.
Really?
Yeah, something like, you know, I was a creative writing major and I write a lot just professionally, but I'm not published by any stretch. And something he said really resonated with me was, and a couple of people have kind of mirrored this as well, it's just you have to make the time and you have to carve it out and you have to do it and you have to pursue it in that way and with intention. And I honestly, Randy, if you hear this, that quote has been resonating through my head since I heard it. And so I think that would be my choice. I think I would, I'm not saying I would get to Randy's level by any stretch, but I think that would be something I could pursue.
I think that's great. And to your point, it's, you asked a very complicated question.
That's true.
Did. I mean, there's so many different things. I mean, I could tell you I'm not going to be out on the ice rink, right? I will not join an adult.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
I think Heather's amazing and I have a lot of respect for her, but that's not for me. I think I think two people that sort of stand out to me from this episode, or excuse me, season. If I could combine them, would be Robin and Jesse. And the reason I'm saying that is because, you know, Robin, I just have such a deep respect for her commitment to those around her. And she just doesn't stop. I mean, it's like unbelievable. Yeah. Everything that she does is directed at uplifting other individuals. And I wish I could be more like that. I mean, I'm just so impressed and inspired by her. And you heard her talk about when her kids were young, she was taking them, you know, to volunteer with her. I just think that's remarkable. You know, like I love the way that she kind of just, you know, owned it and went through it got them, you know, on this track as well. And then I heard the same thing from Jesse. And I think, you know, personally, and I may have kind of alluded to this during the episode with Jesse, like I would foresee obstacles in certain things first. And that's just a part of who I am. It's a thing that I'd like to work on and make better. And you do work on it, but sometimes you don't get there. And Jesse, I love when she said, you know, she had this baby, this infant, and she was really wrestling with whether or not to maintain a commitment to her choir. And she just said, I'm just going to take the kid with me. And it turned out to be an amazing thing, right? I mean, at least she told us it went well, which I'm, you know, I trust her. And I'm sure there were challenges with it at times. That's part of life. But, you know, the community embraced the baby. They loved having her there. She was able to maintain her commitment to that group. And I just love hearing about people who are doing things that, you know, I would stop myself from doing. But when you hear about it from them, you recognize that sometimes things aren't as complicated as we make them out to be. And sometimes if you take that plunge, you actually quickly find out that there's a really nice solution on the other side. So I just really enjoyed hearing that from both of them.
I think it's really something you said in there too really resonated with the fact that it's never without challenge, right? Yeah. Like everything we do in life is going to have some sort of challenge. And so it's the fact that these folks chose to just, you know, work through it, be it whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to gloss over that. That was a really good point.
Thank you.
Every time you thank me for something like that, it always feels like it's the first time I've said anything complimentary.
That's my goal in my delivery, is I'm trying to, you know, really, for someone who's coming in listening for the first time, I want them to know that, you know, that may be the first thing you've ever done for me.
Maybe the even the last. Thing. Keep
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, probably will be. So we did it. We made it through season two. I don't think either of us expected to get this far, but here we are.
Not at all.
For some reason, we have a little bit of energy for another round or more of this, right? I mean, I think in a lot of ways, we're kind of in the infancy stages of whatever the heck this is going to be.
I totally agree.
But we're committed to staying on the road, and let's talk a little bit about next season.
Yeah. So I have to give you full credit for this. And I actually think, I wonder if Passions was your idea too. Now I can't remember, to be honest with you. But will you take full credit and explain a little bit about what season three holds for us? This is just a teaser, folks. We're not going to get into too much nitty gritty, but,
Trav, thanks for giving me full credit. That's the first time you've ever done that. That means a lot. I really appreciate that. So we are looking for, and we're looking forward to, speaking with individuals. Our title for our upcoming season is Wisdom of the Ages. I believe I'm assigning that correctly. So, but you know, largely we're looking forward to speaking to people who have been around for a little while and have some insight to share with the rest of us fools who are walking around out there trying to figure it out. So we are really excited about that. But, you know, wisdom doesn't just belong to older generations. It exists all over the place. So we are going to bring in a lot of unique individuals who are just doing great things and have a unique perspective on life. So we're looking forward to it. I mean, I think it's going to be a really fun season. Hope to get another 10 guests at least. So if you know anybody or if you are interested in coming on and sharing your story, we'd be delighted to have you. Our podcast email address is gmail.tim.trav.
Okay, so you know how we all set goals for certain things? My goal for the end of season three is you'll actually know our email address. All right, he's completely sincere in the offer. If you do have ideas or do want to come on, please let us know. timandtravpodcast@gmail.com. timandtravpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
Tim will eventually say it, and I might have to edit it together to get him to say it, but I'm going to get him to say it.
I'm going to continue to not say it for as long as possible. Yeah. You know, speaking of that, Trav, and as we kind of wrap up this little episode here, but do you have any data that you could share with our listeners?
I do. So this has been actually kind of, first of all, I need to preface this whole little segment we're doing here in terms of the metrics and analytics of it all. This is not why Tim and I got involved in this. We didn't have any ideas of like, oh my gosh, we'll reach, you know, 100,000 people a day and it'll be this and it'll be that. We did not have that goal at all. We wanted to make something that we wanted to make while spending some good time together to mess with each other. And that's really the main goal. And I have to say that I think we've sufficiently achieved that goal over and over again, in my opinion. I'll give you a second to weigh in.
May I add, I'm also doing this so that when I kick the bucket, my kids will be forced to listen to my annoying voice for all of eternity.
You know what? I will gladly send them all the files now so that they have, I think just out of spite, you'll outlive me, but we won't get into that. The analytics of it all, though, are really kind of interesting. It's been kind of a side benefit for me just as a spreadsheet nerd and so forth to check this stuff out. So if we compare the season one, episode one versus now, there's a few kind of interesting things. All time, we have right around 2,000 downloads. Now, that doesn't include YouTube, and there are some... You have to understand when you think about these things, the platforms all value different things. So like Apple Podcasts, which is primarily what people tend to listen on for whatever reason, they weigh things differently than like a Spotify would. Or, you know, there's some others out there like iHeartRadio and stuff like that that do things a little bit differently. So take it all with a bit of a grain, but we're kind of guessing right around, you know, in being accurate. So since season one, we have roughly 2,000 downloads, and we've more than doubled our subscribers, like the consistent downloaders, if you want to say it that way, which is kind of cool. And it wasn't really bad to start with. It actually, the number that we jumped out of the gate with was like, oh my gosh, I guess, you know, if you think about folks on your Christmas list, it's like a Christmas card list. It's like, okay, well, there's between our two circles, you know, not too bad. That's cool. So, yeah, and the downloads per episode consistently have been up. Every single episode, we get more and more downloads in the sense that, like, this is a arbitrary fake number. But, like, if the last episode had a certain amount, it jumped 6% with the next episode and then the next episode and so on and so forth. It's not consistent between them in terms of the overall hike, but they do jump up at least a percentage every single episode. So to me, that kind of growth is pretty cool in the sense that, like, because you and I have pointed out, we don't do much hard marketing for this at all. And really the only way in our day and age that things get seen is through hard marketing and tapping into algorithms and, you know, getting on board with a lot of different socials and so forth. And as some of you may know listening, our socials are pretty light. Like, you and I don't dedicate much time to it because, it's, again, we're not necessarily, the only reason we would go for more reach, as they say, is to get the voices of our guests out there. That's part of the reason it's like, well, they're not, I don't know, smartless. It's like, well, no, we're not, but that's okay.
Yeah. Honestly, Trav, I have no idea how to take on that marketing effort. It is not something I'm ever going to be good at, nor do I really want to in a lot of ways. I do want to take this opportunity to throw my niece, Olivia, under the bus. I reached out to Olivia about a month ago. She's 15. She lives in Michigan. She's a very cool young lady.
You flew there to see her. It was Christy's idea. We've talked about this.
I didn't fly back for this purpose to recruit her for the Tim and Trev podcast. I was very actively engaged in wanting to see my other niece's show. I don't know if we covered that topic yet, but I want to clear the record. So I reached out to Olivia, and I think I copied you, Trav, on that email, and I gave her a whole mm-hmm. list of, you know, hey, Olivia, these are some fun ways that you could help us in terms of, you know, marketing our show. And do you want to know what?
Well, I can tell you what I thought happened. I thought she just didn't reply all. But what actually happened, Tim?
There was no reply at all, Trav. Olivia has not replied to that email. I saw her a couple weeks later in New York City. Actually, she was out here with my parents. I confronted her on it. She said, I'm still thinking about it. I have a lot on my plate right now. You know, I think I've lost all hope in Olivia, unfortunately.
Well, you know, sometimes those closest to us let us down. It's okay. Olivia, so Trav, I'm just kidding. I've never met you, but we would love to have your help, but well, don't let your uncle publicly
boss you around. No, I mean, honestly, Trav, I think it would be amazing if there were a young person who's savvy with this stuff and is looking for a fun project. It'd be fun to have them on board. So I'll just throw that out there. And if anybody wants to help us, like, let's do it. That'd be great.
For sure. And for those out there who may know of someone who are interested in this themselves, this is not a one-way street. You will get a lot of different, you know, Tim has his MBA. He's actually a lot smarter than he lets on. And I actually professionally work in content creation. So I can kind of help you in that sense, learn how to go about creative storytelling and things along those lines. It's just a matter of bandwidth at this point, where we really need somebody who's a bit more dedicated to that aspect of it so that we can get voices and such out there a bit more regularly. If I can say it that way.
Yeah, you got that word right. So, and Trev, while you were sharing that data, it kind of made me want to backtrack on my previous comment when a bunch of people were coming at me and saying, hey, I'm a boring person. I got nothing for you for season two. You know, as you're sharing that our numbers are climbing and whatnot, I started to think, yeah, you know, if those people are listening, maybe they are boring people. If they're putting up with our nonsense for an hour and something every week.
Boring and bored. Look at that. Cool.
I'm just kidding. They come on for the yes. Yeah, let's be truthful.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. With that, I would like to personally thank everybody who came on and everybody who listened. Literally none of this happens without you folks. And it is not lost on us that there are other things you could be doing with your time. So thank you very much for humoring us, and also for those of you who gave of your time to be on the show. We really do appreciate it. I know that sometimes we asked a lot of you in the sense of not only your commitment to be on the show, but the planning of it and the thinking about it. And, you know, frankly, it was a very worthwhile cause, in my opinion, for all of you to hear, for everyone else to hear your story. So thank you for that sacrifice. I appreciate it.
I agree with you, Trav. And a lot of those calls were made either at, you know, kind of wild weekend hours or late night hours. And, you know, so people really kind of had to make some adjustments in their lives to join us. So we really are grateful for that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man. Well, that pretty much wraps up season two, unless you've got something else you want to throw out there.
Sure. Yeah, I could talk for about 20 minutes. So, now, Trav, this is always
like every other episode, and it's always funny. I don't know
it's
why.
It's always good. Yeah, but, you know, I think you're the only one that laughs at it, sadly. So, That's why we're here. So Trav, lots of fun. We're looking forward to mixing things up a little bit next season. New guests, which will be great. And, you know, as far as I'm aware, we're the only show that brings on people who are just like us, right? We're not finding celebrities. We are finding just really, really amazing people who are part of our day to day. And our goal is to kind of just amplify their awesomeness. So I have a lot of fun with it. I mean, it's a joy to share it with you. You're an awesome dude, as you know. You tell me every time before you push record. but He's thanks, man. This has been a joy.
But I feel
it's
the
been
same
a blast.
Way. Thank you. It has been. So thank you, everybody, and especially thank you, Tim. I would not want to do this with anybody else, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Are you crying?
All right, everybody. Stay well. Stay healthy.
Just off the southern coast of Africa is a tropical hotspot with some of the world's greatest biodiversity, Madagascar. Within this magnificently lush landscape, a coffee company was born. Meet Madagascar Coffee Company. With a vision to redefine your coffee experience, these guys are all about next-level quality in your cup, better prices for farmers, and a sustainable supply chain that actually makes sense. If you love coffee, or just need a better cup to get you through the day, check them out at madagascarcoffeecompany.com. They've committed to announcing their upcoming sales launch right here on the Tim and Trav podcast. Madagascar Coffee Company. Coffee that does good and tastes even better. Tim and Trav.
Travis on the mic, talking life and what's it like. Middle age, it's quite the ride. Finding joy and chasing pride. Career dreams and daily grind. Funny moments that we find. Letting go of yesterday, making paths along the way. Middle age. Middle-aged mayhem breaking free, finding out who we can be, laughing, learning all the time, Tim and Travis in their prime. Every step a brand new plan, older, wiser, still we stand, navigating through the years, sharing stories, laughs and cheers. Tim and Travis in their prime. Every step a brand new plan. Older, wiser, still we stand. Navigating through the years, sharing stories, laughs and cheers. Middle age, enjoying the fun. Middle age has just begun. Tim and Travis lead the way. Every episode will slay.
How bad does it look? Nothing has happened. I can speak for myself.
I would never do this, by the way.
Let's throw her under the bus. Yeah, yeah, I haven't responded to you. I think I said something. I was like, why am I saying this? You both talk too much.
Oh my God, so much.